Welcome to the Mater Show. My name is Mater, like tomato, but without the tuh. You know what I hate? The Wheels on the Bus. That's the worst kid song in the history of kid songs. And I also hate Cocoa Melon. No kids look like the kids in Cocoa Melon. There's a lot of things I hate, like, for instance, fake news. Now, you go back a couple years, and I know you go back there with me. The novel coronavirus. Pixar made everybody wear an external air filter on set. And before we could even return to filming, we had to have 2 doses of that experimental fuel additive. Lots of cars had bad reactions, like my good buddy McQueen, Lightning McQueen, who got vehicle engine sludge and wound up on blocks at Jiffy Lube for 2 weeks. He had to be jump-started 16 times. He'll never win another race, neither. Anyway, I wanted to talk to you about that and a whole bunch of other things. But I just like...
It is time for Trambles. Fresh off a bonus Christmas. Yes, my dad is doing much better. In case you don't remember, Christmas Day 2023, Tim Andrews' father had to go to the hospital that day for pneumonia. Nah, not for pneumonia, for the flu. Flu A. The one that wasn't covered by the flu vaccine. Anyway, we sat down for dinner and my dad had to go to the hospital for a couple of days and get better. And we did our makeup Christmas on Saturday, which was awesome. It was very, 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 very cool to get together. And my dad has always been one of those people that likes to give gifts, especially to see the looks on the kids' faces. And his 2 sons, of course, and his 2 daughters-in-law. And his, he's just a great gift giver, way better than I am. I used to be okay at it. But nothing compares to my dad when it comes to finding gifts for people. He's always been really, really good at it. So I want to thank him for that because everybody got some really cool gifts, and especially the kids. And my son Gilbert certainly wasn't excluded from that. He was definitely a very happy young man. So, gosh, you know, it is Monday. It is the 15th. Of January. The Buffalo Bills are playing in about an hour and a half, maybe, I guess. I don't know. They're playing the Pittsburgh Steelers at 4:30, and the game was supposed to have been yesterday, so either I'm having delayed happiness or delayed anger. We'll see how it goes. It's one of those games that, you know, against this the Steelers team that came out of nowhere to win a playoff spot. And I kind of like the Steelers. I'm from Pennsylvania originally. I kind of dig the Steelers. Haven't really in a long time. I always liked Ben Roethlisberger, and prior to him, I don't know. I don't even know who they were. Tommy Maddox came out of the XFL. Tommy Maddox, he was one of the good ones down there. He'd done a good job, Tommy Maddox, you know. And, they had that guy they called Slash, and I can't remember his name, but they called him Slash. And he was good. He was good. But, you know, Ben Roethlisberger got him a Super Bowl. Got him there at a Super Bowl. Anyhow, I want the Bills to have a Super Bowl, of course. You know, I watched them lose 4 in a row. I'd like to see them win at least one. And Josh Allen seems to be the guy to do that. Anyway, I got this really cool gift. The way we do, we still get stockings. I'm 53 years old, and I got a Christmas stocking this year, and I love that. And that tradition, I think, goes back to my dad's dad, my grandfather, Mert, who continued to give stockings every single year. Even as his kid, you know, his grandkids got in their 20s, and then his kids were in their 50s, and you know, whatever age they were. So I think it's a fun tradition. I like doing the stocking thing. But my dad got me something off my Amazon list that I wanted. It was a cool Hot Wheels car. It was a Hot Wheels, but you know, to Hot Wheels, they do a lot of tie-ins to pop culture. So does Matchbox cars. But this was a Beatles Yellow Submarine. And it was the Yellow Submarine. It's got little wheels on the bottom of it so you can go back and forth. But obviously, it's not something that you want to open. And it has the artwork from the Beatles' Yellow Submarine on the packaging. Now, whenever Gilbert does something good, like go potty, he gets a car. And his thing is open, open, open. He sees the cars, the Hot Wheels or whatever, and it is open, open, open. And he saw me pull the yellow submarine out of the stocking. And the first thing he said was, "That's Gilbert's." And I said, "No, no, no, this is Daddy's." And he said, "It's yellow submarine." And he said, "There's the Beatles." And he took it and showed his mommy, "Look, mommy, there's the Beatles." Well, you know what happened. I don't need to I don't need to not tell you what happened, because that's what happened. He got it. Of course, Daddy gave him the thing. It was kind of funny because my dad says, "Oh, you're not supposed to open that." And he was right. You're not supposed to open it. But is it going to look good on my wall or look good on a shelf being untouched and unplayed with? Or is a 2.5, soon-to-be 3-year-old boy who loves the song, absolutely loves the song Yellow Submarine and a couple other Beatles songs, is he going to enjoy it? Well, he's enjoying it. And here's a little clip of him having fun with it yesterday.
Mom, I'm going to go with Leo like this.
What is that called?
It's like a Beatles song.
It's like the Beatles.
Yeah, the Beatles. Proud of my little boy. He also likes Sledgehammer. So it's just kind of leading me into what I want to talk about this week on Trambles. I've been thinking about, you know, making lists, and these are my top five this, and this is my top five that. These are my top 10 these, and those are my top 10 thems. Really what I have is I have a list of albums, 10 albums. These are my 10 favorite albums of all time, and it really has nothing to do with anything other than these are the ones that when I start them, I have to listen to them all the way through. You know, I love deep cuts. I love songs. I love this. I have very varied tastes in music, going all the way back to when I was a little kid. I like novelty songs, classic rock, new rock, punk, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And but there are 10 albums that I've decided. And I looked back at my Spotify playlist and saw that these are the ones that I listen to in tote. And they're not in any kind of, I'm not ranking them. But I'll give you a little tale about some of them as we go along here. I probably won't play very much of the music associated with these albums. Obviously, this isn't a video, so I get a little more leeway, like you're not on a YouTube platform playing this. But these are the albums that when I start playing them, I don't stop. You know what I mean? I don't edge or I don't tease. I just go ahead and get right to it. And let's see, the first one, we'll just go ahead and say Quadrophenia by The Who. Now, when I was younger, I really dug an awful lot of Who songs, right? Hits, things you heard on the radio. And, you know, I think I had Who's Next, maybe It's Hard was the last studio album that had hits off of it. When I was a kid, so you heard Let My Love Open the Door and all the Eminence Front and all that, whatever, from that era. But Quadrophenia, to me, is probably one of the best albums ever made. Musically, the story's fantastic. And, of course, the movie, take or leave it. But I do like it more than I like Tommy. Tommy I do like, but Quadrophenia, absolutely a magnificent record. Now, back in the fall of 96 when I moved to Atlanta, one of my first jobs in radio was as a schlepper in the promotions department for Z93. And I don't remember if this happened in 96 or 97, was one of those 2 years. But there were some extra tickets to see The Who at Lakewood Amphitheater. And my boss, Brian, said, "Hey, Tim, do you want to go see The Who tonight?" And I said, "Oh, yeah, I love The Who. I'd love to go see The Who." And he goes, "Okay, here's the tickets." I didn't know where they were because I had yet to ever have been at Lakewood. So I got the tickets and put them in my pocket, and I went home. I had nobody to go with, so I said to my roommate, Beth, "Hey, do you want to go see The Who?" And she said, "Yes, let's go see The Who." And we got there, and the usher said, "No, no, down there, down there, down there." So I think it was row H. The seats were magnificent. They played Quadrophenia, the whole thing. Took a break, came back out, and did about 30 or 40 minutes of greatest hits Who songs. It's friggin' amazing. Now, Beth, my roommate at the time, she and I were friends, and she was a big fan of Prince. So later on, once I was working in a promotions department at this other radio station, we got to go hang out with Prince, go backstage at the Tabernacle for one of his shows, and sit right next to him and talk to him and ask him questions. I've told the story before, but he was really nice. And then we went out and watched his awesome show where he quoted me, by the way. Didn't give me credit for it, but he quoted me verbatim. And then later on, I think it was 2004, Rush was doing their 30th anniversary show at Lakewood Amphitheater also. And it was a 96 Rock concert because it was tied in with 96 Rock's birthday. And so I got Beth's husband into the show. And he also got to hang out and meet Rush. So that was a lot of fun. The little bookends there. Now, the next album on the list is by Eric Clapton. It is called Slow Hand. Now, you guys like Eric Clapton, Slow Hand. Do you know that album? It has Cocaine on it. Wonderful Tonight. A whole bunch of different tunes on there that, by the way, none of them are bad. Not one single song on that album is terrible. And it'd be difficult for me to pick the one that I like the most. No, it won't. It's not this one, but I just like it. Works better for talking under or over. Lay Down Sally. Next time you see here, We're All the Way. May You Never. Mean Old Frisco. Peaches and Diesel. And so forth. But my favorite one, track on the album, is The Core. The Core. Great album. 1977. Eric Clapton. One thing I like about it is the whole time he sounds stuffed up like I'm stuffed up right now. That probably had nothing to do with his allergies, and more to do with white powder, maybe. I don't know, but he has a great voice, the fella there. The next album on that list, and again, these aren't any sort of order. But, yeah. Oh, yeah, here we go. Abbey Road. The first Beatles album I ever bought with my own money. For 50 cents. From a college kid when I was in elementary school. Or middle school, maybe.
Ooh, here comes the sun. Doo-doo-doo-doo.
Side 2. An amazing little medley there of the songs that are on that side. Ringo's song on this one is Octopus's Garden, which I've yet to introduce to my son, but really, 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 really love Abbey Road. Now, I'm not all just classic rock, you know. I like I said, I have varied musical tastes and have always been that way. When I was a little kid, I just kind of did the radio as I saw fit and listened to talk and this and that. But the next one is by a band called Wilco, who've put out tons and tons and tons of wonderful albums. But this one, A Ghost Is Born, is an album that I bought the day that it came out. And then I went home and put it on and listened to it. And I said, I don't like this. What is going on? I loved Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. I loved Being There. I loved AM. What's this? So I just put it away. And then about a month later, I put it on and I couldn't stop listening to it. Again, it's one of those albums where every single song on it is something that I dig, and I don't stop it. In fact, we're going to sit here and listen to the whole album. No, that's not going to happen. But it is a fantastic record. It does get a little more, upbeat than that. It's a weird day. We had to come in early today to WSB and record the show because, like I said at the top, they moved the Bills game to 4:30, and there's no way Eric Von Hessler, who is my boss and the host of the Von Hessler Doctrine, is a huge Buffalo Bills fan. There was no way that he was going to sit there and watch the game and try to do a radio show. So we came in and recorded today's show, and you won't be able to tell. And man, it was a lot of fun. So I hope we can do more of that, because you keep your energy. We kept the energy the whole time. You know, you're not interrupted by commercials. You're not wandering around, farting around. But anyhow, moving on. From 1992, Bob Mould, who was with Husker Du and put out a couple of solo records after he left Husker Du, put out this album with a band called Sugar, Copper Blue. This is a time travel record for me because in 1992, I was in a weird state. Hadn't finished college yet. Should have. drinking all the time, partying all the time, living here, living there. Kind of aimless. But this song and this album were on constantly. And in the CD player, and then in the mixtapes, on the cassettes. And after this album came out, I continued to be a fan of his, Bob Moulds. Got to meet him a couple years ago at Eddie's Attic in Decatur when he was doing a book tour, and he sort of had his acoustic guitar with him and played, you know, classic songs of his and talked about chapters from the book, and I went up to him and spoke to him and met him, and then I got an autographed copy of the book, and then I felt like a complete moron later on because I sold it because I needed to buy some food or something. So it happens when you're in radio and you don't have any money. But anyway, I'll never get the book back unless it's still there and I haven't gone to the place to check it out. And I don't want to pay 500 times more. You know, one time I sold something that was autographed and then I refused to send it. I sold something that was autographed by Joey Ramone. And then I felt like, well, why did I do that? You can eat McDonald's for a week. You don't need to go grocery shopping. So anyway, I said that it was damaged and gave the person their money back. They were very, very unhappy with me. And gave me negative reviews, but I didn't care. And that's just, you know, the way it goes. What's the next song? The next album is by a guy by the name of Frank Zappa. The name of the album is Joe's Garage, Acts 1, 2, and 3. It's a concept album. And it has my favorite band. It has my favorite Zappa band, the backup vocalists, the musicians, everybody. It's really when I first started hearing about Zappa. Has a song in German that I like an awful lot. Now, this one right here. It's called Stick It Out. Bum, 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 bum. It's the first Zappa song I ever listened to. First Zappa song that I ever really knew who he was, of course, Valley Girl. Du miserable Horen, sprech out deine heisen Galakten, sprech out deine heisen Galakten, sprech out deine heisen Galakten, Schwanz, Schweianz. Dreinen raus. Fuck me, you miserable son of a bitch. That's the lyric in English. And they get to it eventually. I believe that's Ike Willis singing. Let's see. The next album on this list is OK Computer by Radiohead. Start to finish, great songs. Not one bad one at all. I gotta keep playing it here, but I'm gonna get done. I gotta go home and watch the Buffalo Bills game. Next on the list, this is 1987's "Pleased to Meet Me" by The Replacements. Couldn't take that long to listen to the whole album, and actually all their albums I listen to start to finish, but this one is my favorite. Pleased to Meet Me. I saw them a couple times. First time was on their final tour, and then I saw Westerberg by himself. We actually got bored one time and left at one of his shows because it was boring. Boring, 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 boring. But the first show I saw them in Pittsburgh. It must have been 91. Maybe it was 90. It was the same month that the Doors movie by Oliver Stone came out. And I was under the age of 21, so I had to watch it by myself while all my friends who were over 21 were down dancing and having fun. I think they had eaten mushrooms, so that was doubly fun for them. I just drank beers and enjoyed the show from the back. I enjoyed the show from the back. Yeah, yeah. They left me at a bar. They left me one night and all went out drinking, and I just sat in this apartment by myself, and I went down to this little bar in Squirrel Hill neighborhood of Pittsburgh showed him my student ID, and drank Iron Cities all night long. Let's see, what's my next album here on this list? Bob Dylan, Highway 61 Revisited. This song is called Just Like Tap Tap's Blues. When you're lost in the rain at Juarez and it's Easter time too, and your gravity fails and negativity don't pull you through. When you're lost. Great album. Now, I love Dylan, and I've always loved Dylan. I went through a very, very obsessive phase. A Dylan phase. And this one is the one that I love the best. So thank you, Bob. See, I just wanted to shoot this. I came up with this the other night when I was sitting outside. And we can wrap it up here. This is from 1973. Greetings from Asbury Park, Bruce Springsteen. Blinded by the Light. Revved up like a douche. Another runner of the night. Bad for bad. They did a cover of it. Had a big hit with it. All right, so the point of this whole thing is that these are albums that when I start them, I can't stop them. There are TV shows I can start, watch an episode of, and then go back to it in a couple of weeks. There's a couple that I cannot do that with, and I'll tell you about those sometimes. Many of you who know me know what those are.
My shoulder feeling cold, or I trip the merry-go-round.
Yeah, Sil is playing guitar. Silvio Dante playing guitar before he goes to the Bada Bing. Yeah, so that's the Trambles this week, the top 10 albums that I like the most out of any ever, and that I have to listen to from start to finish. Now, the little thing at the beginning was just me goofing around with
Tobiter. He, I envisioned him as a talk show host.
If you'd like to hear more stuff like that, well, all you got to do is let me know. Hey, real quick. I like doing this. You know what I'm saying? Hang on a second, because what do you call it? Vamping. Hey, Atlanta Pizza and Atlanta Pizza and Euro is ready for the winter season with over 40 beers in cans and bottles, and 16 beers on tap, with 12 of those being local Georgia and Southeast craft beers. Our current featured selection is Jekyll Brewing's Cooter Brown Ale. This brown ale is perfect for wintertime, with its silky smooth body, sweet caramel, and chocolate aroma, and a slight, refreshingly bitter finish. They once again would like to help thank all the radio. This is Atlanta Pizza and Euro. They'd like to thank all the radios and fans for listening to the podcast. I certainly would, wouldn't you? I mean, come on now. LDI. I'm going to get to them in a second. But anyway, back to Atlanta Pizza and Euro. Kind of lost my spot here, so bear with me. They want to thank all the radios and fans for listening to Radio Labyrinth. Stop by the restaurant and mention you heard about APNG on Radio Labyrinth and get a free dessert. Their food truck is on hiatus until late February due to winter weather, but there are always exceptions. So if you want to reserve a spot or a specific day, contact Mike Hall at 770-483-6228. And by the way, Cooter Brown supposedly lived on the line which divided the North and South during the Civil War, as they like to call it, in the other side of where he lived, the War of Northern Aggression, making him eligible for military draft by either side. He had family on both sides of the line, so he did not want to fight in that war. And he decided to get drunk and stay drunk for the duration of the war, much like General Grant, so that he could be seen as useless for military purposes. He would not ever be drafted. Ever since, colloquial and proverbial ratings of drunkenness have been benchmarked against the legendary drinker, such as, I'm as drunk as Cooter Brown, or I'm drunker than Cooter Brown. I've been drunker than Cooter Brown before, and it tickles me to drink that beer. So I look forward to going out and getting me some pizza at Atlanta Pizza and Euro, and I certainly hope that you will take it upon yourself to enjoy some Cooter Brown. Thank you, Shelby Foote. And last but not least, hey, do you have a commercial or residential construction printing need? Well, what are you waiting for? Contact LDI Repro Printing of Athens, Georgia. They've been in Athens, Georgia since 2005 with fast turnaround and affordable prices. Call 706-316-9300. 66, or you can email them at athens@ldiline.com. Hey, if you like listening to Radio Labyrinth and you enjoy listening to this audio-only Radio Labyrinth side podcast, please share it with your friends. Word of mouth is what gets a little podcast gang like ours more listeners, and in the case of Radio Labyrinth, more viewers. Dustin Lawler does an amazing job with our YouTube videos, and even though we're limited by our camera qualities because of remote recording and Zoom and all that, he makes it look amazing each and every week. So likes, shares, comments, reviews, ratings, these are the things that really help us more than a donation. Although we like the donations, absolutely, absolutely love them. But I'm saying that, you know, getting it out, kicking it into somebody's algorithm, getting it to a friend of yours or somebody that you know who's into the same type of stuff that you are, that's what really helps. By the way, we do appreciate the Patreon stuff. Hey, thank you guys for listening. Keep it canon.